You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 925, hour number 2. This is Max, and we're going to start this hour off with the great Third Coast Percussion Group. And we've been hearing music from their latest release, Paddle to the Sea, from Sedil Records over the past several weeks. Compositions first by David Druckmann, and then by Philip Glass. And starting next week, we'll hear the Third Coast Percussion's own composition, Paddle to the Sea. We'll hear that in a couple of installments. We end the Philip Glass pieces that are on this Paddle to the Sea CD. They come from Aguas de Amazonia, which Philip Glass composed in the 1990s. We'll hear the final section called Amazon River. This is percussion by Third Coast. Music recorded at Electrical Audio in Chicago, December of 2016. And then we'll follow this with music, marimba music from Paul Lansky called Laughing Matter, which is a selection from the suite Idle Fancies, which is the namesake of the CD, Idle Fancies, on Bridge Records. This is marimba by Gwendolyn Dees, music recorded at Abe's House Productions in Pelham, New York. Then from Anne LeBaron, we'll hear a short piece called Submerged Cavern from her CD 1243 on Innova Recordings. This was taken from a series of improvised short pieces from Mills College. This is Shakuhachi by Kiku Day, Harp by Anne LeBaron, and Kodo by Konoko Nishi. Again, music recorded in 2005 at Mills College. This is a 2010 release on Innova Recordings, 1243, Anne LeBaron's Submerged Cavern. And following that, Chris Brown, the nice one, not the big jerk. Chris Brown from Mills College as well. We'll hear a piece from his composition called Lava. This is a piece for a drum kit. The section we'll hear from Lava is solo drums, and it's a section from the part called River, River Part 1 from Lava. This is drums by William Winant, recorded at the Center for Computer Music, or at Mills College, once again, a 1992 composition. Then we'll end with music from Thomas DeLeo, a piece called As Though, from his composition Center, music for soprano, percussion, flute, clarinet, and violin, which will end the set. Music from New Music Series Volume 4, a 2002 release on Numa Records. Thomas DeLeo will end, following Chris Brown, Anne LeBaron, Paul Lansky, and this the longest piece in the set, running over 9 minutes, Philip Glass's Amazon River, performed by Third Coast Percussion on Paddle to the Sea from Sedil Records. Thank you. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 925, hour number two. We've been listening to percussion music in this set, ending with Thomas DeLeo. That was called As Though, which comes from his piece called Center. We started with Third Coast Percussion, Amazon River, composed by Philip Glass for Philip Glass's Aguas de Amazonia, The Waters of the Amazon, which was composed in the 90s, between 93 and 99, and the pieces from Aguas de Amazonia are presented out of sequence on the Paddle to the Sea album from Third Coast Percussion on Sedil Records, released in 2018. That was Third Coast Percussion, their arrangement of Philip Glass's Amazon River. Then from Paul Lansky, we heard Laughing Matter from Idle Fancies, a suite on Bridge Records, which is the album's namesake. Idle Fancies, that was Marimba and Percussion by Gwendolyn Deese, and that was a 2008 composition from Paul Lansky. After Paul Lansky and LeBaron submerged Cavern an improvisation for three players. That was Shakuhachi by Kikude, Harp by Anne LeBaron, and Koto by Kanoko Nishi. Music recorded at Mills College in Oakland, 2005. That was from a double CD on Innova Recordings called 1243, music of Anne LeBaron. Then we heard from Chris Brown, and that's the Chris Brown from Mills College. That was from his composition Lava from 1992, music for brass quartet, four percussion, and live electronics. That piece from the section called River, that excerpt, was for solo percussion, drums by William Winant, music recorded at the Center for Contemporary Music at Mills College in, doesn't say when, but it was a 1992 composition from Chris Brown. That was a release on Zadik Records from 1995 called Lava. And again, we ended with Thomas DeLeo, As Though. And as usual with DeLeo, he's got blank spaces in between sound events. He's attempted to decouple the events in the music from time itself. Sounds a bit daft, but it makes a little sense when you read his theory. It's can be a little awkward for listening. That was a soprano by Paula Chipman, percussion by Jeff Graham, flute by Karen Hendricks, clarinet by David Welter, violin by Roger Zahab, music recorded at the University of New Mexico, a 1994 composition from Thomas DeLeo called Center. Then that was the second part called As Though, music from New Music Series Volume 4 on Numa Records, released in 2002. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 925, hour number 2. We'll hear next music for low strings. We'll hear first from Madeline Shapiro from her CD Electricity, Works for Cello and Electronics. We'll hear her perform Mario Davidovsky's piece called Synchronisms No. 3 for Cello and Electronics, 1964 composition. We'll then hear from Jane Antonia Cornish, an English composer, and her CD called Into Silence. This piece is called Scattered Light, Hamilton Berry on cello. We'll then hear J.C. Clayton performed by the Bang on a Can All-Stars, J.C. Clayton's piece called Lethe's Children. And we'll end with another solo cello piece from Elliot Carter. We'll hear his Figment No. 2, Remembering Mr. Ives, from 2001, cello by Fred Sherry. That's from Elliot Carter, Volume 5, nine compositions on Bridge Records. First, this is starting off, Madeline Shapiro performing Mario Davidovsky's Synchronisms No. 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 925, hour number two. My name is Max, and we just heard music from Elliot Carter. That was a piece called Figment Number Two, Remembering Mr. Ives. Carter wrote that in 2001 for the cellist Fred Sherry, who performs it here. This comes from The Music of Elliot Carter, Volume 5. 9 compositions, 94-02, that's a Bridge Records release from 2003, Music of Elliot Carter. We started with music from Mario Davidovsky, included on Madeline Shapiro's album Electricity, Works for Cello and Electronics, from Albany Records, released in 2004. That was a 1964 composition, Mario Davidovsky, Synchronisms No. 3, performed by Madeline Shapiro. Following Madeline Shapiro, music from Jane Antonia Cornish from her CD Into Silence. That was called Scattered Light. Music performed on cello by Hamilton Berry. Then from J.C. Clayton, who also DJs under the name DJ Rupture. J.C. Clayton, his composition Lethe's Children appears on Moorfield Recordings, performed by the Bang on a Can All-Stars on Cantaloupe Music, and that prominently featured double bass and cello, so I included that in the low strings set, which again ended with Elliot Carter. Figment No. 2, Remembering Mr. Ives, performed by Fred Sherry, for whom it was written. I wanted to end this this hour with choral music. I inserted three other pieces that I didn't think I'd have time for in this hour, as we just heard. Wanted to get the choral music towards the end. We'll hear choral music in the third hour. If you're listening to the two-hour version of this program, visit the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog, and that'll direct you to where you can hear the complete three-hour version of Martian Gardens, episode 925. We'll start this short set of choral music with Robert Carl, The City, which is from his suite called Sullivan Songs, inspired by the writings of the architect Louis Sullivan, sometimes known as the father of modern architecture and the high-rise. This is a 1983 composition included on the compilation We Like Salangan Swallows, a choral gallery of Morton Feldman and his contemporaries. This is, again, Robert Carl, The City, music from Sullivan Songs. This is a New World Records release, newly released, featuring a six-part choir, in this case, the Astra Choir, conducted by John McCoy. Music recorded at the Carmelite Church, Middle Park, Melbourne, Australia, April 26, 2017. We'll then hear from David Bennett Thomas and his arrangement of O Magnum Mysterium from Songs of the Seasons on Capstone Records, released in 2007, an arrangement of O Magnum Mysterium for mixed chorus. This is performed by the Greg Smith Singers, conducted by Arthur Kriek, recorded at St. Peter's Church in New York City, January 15th, 2007. We'll also hear another version of O Magnum Mysterium from Dennis Bathory Kitts, coming up in the third hour. Following that, we'll end with Phil Klein and Sanctus from his Mass John the Revelator, a Mass for six voices on Cantaloupe Music, performed by the Lionheart Vocal Group and the Ethel String Quartet, recorded at the Church of St. Luke's in the Fields in Greenwich Village in August of 2007. We start here with Robert Carl. This is a piece for six-part choir, running just over 2 minutes. The City from Sullivan Songs, music from New World Records, a brand new release, We Like Salangan Swallows, a choral gallery of Morton Feldman and his contemporaries.
Pleni sunt celi et terra.
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 Oh,